This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Dustin Huffman. The Securities and Exchange Commission has proposed a rule regarding climate disclosures that could affect every farmer and rancher in the United States. The proposed rule affects climate reporting and carbon emissions of large companies who trade in the marketplace. Several ag groups sent comments to the SEC last week with their concerns and some recommendations. We hear more right after this.
Data is data is data. Unless you work with FS, then your data comes with expert insight. Tapping into a wide range of technologies through MyField, your FS crop specialist evaluates trial data from your farm, along with only the most qualified aggregated data that reveals trends in your area. With MyField, your FS crop specialist delivers the insights you need to build your ROI. Learn how one grower tested a new practice to increase yield by 30 bushels at fsmyfield.com. FS, bringing you what's next.
Andrew Walmsley is Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, and he talks about the concerns they and other ag groups have with the scope of the rule proposed by the SEC.
Traditionally, SEC is concerned about large companies that you would associate with Wall Street, but what the SEC has proposed through the Scope 3 reporting requirements could touch every farmer and rancher in this country, as it's requiring those large companies to report emissions from suppliers from downstream and upstream, and that would capture many small, medium, and large farmers.
Walmsley talks about the burdensome requirements that could happen for every farmer who has nothing to do with the SEC or their traded companies.
We don't think the SEC, when they proposed this rule, really thought through the implications and costs and burdens that would be put on rural America. And so we're encouraging them through this rulemaking process to reevaluate this rule and take our concerns to heart and propose a better rule that provides information that's useful to shareholders, but it does not create undue burdens on agriculture.
Walmsley talks about some of the recommendations they sent along.
The easiest of which would be to scrap the Scope 3 idea. We will continue to engage with SEC as they work through this rulemaking and encourage farmers and ranchers to reach out to their members of Congress. Those folks are ultimately accountable to the American public and have oversight with the SEC. Encourage your voice to be shared with your member of Congress or U.S. Senator.
For Agribusiness Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.